Yep, it's DJ Heads, homegrown. Man, I've been waiting to do this for a minute. The world famous, by the way, before I introduce you, shout out to my big homie G Malone, Glasses Malone. He really fucked with you the long way. This is Glorilla is in here with me right now.
For sure.
This LA traffic is nothing to play with, so thank you for coming.
For sure. I appreciate you for having me.
Nah, I appreciate you. I think that one of the main things I always admired about you, and I want the way to say it publicly, is the fact that like you own who you are. You don't really make excuses for who you are. And I feel like a lot of artists be copping pleas and shit. Mm-hmm. They get on the internet and they start explaining themselves. You like, look, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. And only the person I've seen really do that kind of stuff is Kevin Hart. Like, I like how he'll get on the internet and be like, hey, look, that bitch trying to exploit me. I did it. Here's my truth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I noticed you do the same thing. So I just wanted to give you your flowers for that.
For sure.
Yeah, Glow is like one of them things that's a phenomenon. I feel like it got that FNF energy where it's memes. I see the mashups going crazy. I see like, I see you embracing the mashups too. A lot of artists run from that. They be like, don't be fucking with my song and like altering and stuff like that. Is that something that you are, when you make the songs, do you have that in the back of your mind? Like, okay, they gonna take this and run with it?
No, I really didn't know they was gonna do that with this song. But the mashups they doing hard though.
I like the, man. It's a couple of them that was hard, but I like the, I think it was Still Tipping. I seen one. That shit was hard.
Yeah, that was real hard. I fuck with this joint. I like that one in the What Up Gangsta joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was another one. I can't remember.
When you make the songs, do you already know, like, okay, this one of them ones? Like, you know in the studio, or are you waiting till the people hear?
After it's done, and yeah, I know then, like. But it's a few songs that I think them ones, and then when it get out, like, it don't be them ones, and I just feel like it's that one. So, you know.
What song was like that for you?
I had a song called Pop It, and then I did a song called Cha-Cha with Fabio. I really like them songs, but they ain't performed that well.
So when you was in the studio, you was like, this one of them ones, and then
yeah,
it's like people didn't react to it the way you thought.
Nah.
Do you ever get disappointed by that?
A little bit, because I'm like, damn, I really like this song. I want everybody else to like, fuck, we back in the lab with it.
Back in the lab.
Yeah.
Putting up shots.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about like embracing yourself. Like I talked to you earlier about it, but as far as like being who you are, standing on your truth, is that something that you were you always like that? Like even in school, you seem like you don't switch up much.
Yeah, for sure it is. Like I always been the same person, besides when I was young. When I was young, I was real quiet.
You were quiet?
That was before I got in school. So I didn't go to school until fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was always quiet. Like, I was the quiet sibling. And by the time I got in school, and I just adapted to everybody, to my environment. Then I guess it brought out the real me. I was just...
You were suppressing it.
Yeah, I was just always outspoken.
Why didn't you end up going to school till fifth grade?
I was just homeschooled.
Oh, okay.
It was a lot of us. My mom got 10 kids. So it was a lot of us.
Homeschool is something that I always argue with people about. I feel like that's something, because during quarantine, everybody was doing homeschool, like either on the internet or their parents were schooling them stuff. Is that something that you believe in? Or you think that people should have a social, like being at school and being with their friends and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
I took it for granted. I hate being homeschooled.
Okay.
Then when I got to school, I kind of was like, damn, I wish I could just stay home and shit. But at home, I still had to wake up early too and shit. It's just, I could be at home and sneak and play the game and shit. But yeah, I used to hate, because we lived right on the same street as the school. So my house was 7 houses down from school. So I used to see all my neighbors coming home from school just playing and shit. And so I just like, hell nah, I want to be out there with them. They like, they having fun walking from school.
Damn. So mom wasn't going for it. She had your ass up early.
Yep.
Did 10 kids is a lot. My mom had 3. And I think that a lot of times women, black women specifically, don't get a lot of credit for doing it like that. Did you have like a strong family structure? Like, was it everything with your brother and sister? Like, where do you line up in the line? Where are you? Are you the youngest, the oldest?
I'm number 8.
You're number 8.
Yeah, but I never got treated like the baby girl. Like, it's one, I got one little sister and one little brother, and everybody is older than me. But I never got treated like I was one of the younger kids. Like, because I got a brother that's a year older than me. He autistic, so I always had to take care of him, and my mama put us in the same grade so I can watch after him and stuff.
I don't think that's how it worked. She just put y'all in the same grade?
Like... Yeah, because she didn't want people to pick on him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you was the security?
Yeah.
Okay, So that's where you get the, all right, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah, so I used to always have to look out after my brother, and so she just always put me in the category with the older kids.
It did, but you were the youngest of your siblings, so why wouldn't nobody else be in the security guard?
Because we was the closest of age. Like, I'm 24 right now, he's 25.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something else I always thought about when I had a chance to speak to you is, I talk to my homegirls, and they be brutal. They be killing me in the group chat. They killing me, because I don't know these definitions. What is a fuck nigga? What do you classify as a fuck nigga?
A nigga that don't stand on what they be talking about. Like, a nigga that, like, don't got no morals. You know what I'm saying? Like, be lying, can't stand on AP. You feel me?
You don't like white lies either?
What's white lies?
A white lie is like, he like your nails and he really don't. Or like, you know, hyping you up, making you feel like, you know what? Hey, babe, I really like this song, but he really ain't fucking with the song.
Nah, not even that type of lying. Like, niggas be pathological, like lying for no reason. Like, you know what type of lying.
I know what type of lying, but I'm saying, is there ever a reason to lie? Like, I'm pretty sure you've lied to one of your friends before.
I be lying, but my lying don't be serious.
It be joking.
Yeah, like, my lying never serious.
What you lie about? That's a joke. That's not serious.
See, I just randomly be lying. But what I'm lying about is never serious to the point somebody be like, you lied to me. Like, oh, I'm mad. Like, it's never that type of lying. Like, I'm always 1,000 with people. Like, I tell people what it is. So I be standing on my feet. Niggas don't be doing it.
Okay. So do you? Okay, cool. When it came to you embracing your voice, I noticed that was something that was a topic of discussion. A lot of people had stuff to say, but I think that you handled it well. And I think you doubled down. I like that you doubled down on shit.
Yeah.
Like, when people say stuff, you like, yep, you know, this is whatever, right? When did you get comfortable like that? In music. Now, I understand when you was a kid, but in music, musically, when did you get comfortable like that?
Because people just be hating. Like, then, before I blew up, I was saying, I just learned that a lot of people be dick riders. You know what I'm saying? They gonna go with the wave. So, like, and then I also know, first they love you, then they hate you. Then they love you, then they hate you. Like, being famous, you're going to come to go through the love-hate phase.
Yeah.
Like, I went through the hate phase, then love phase. Hate phase, then love phase. So, people just, it's just the moods. People just got their own moods. Then it's social media.
Social media.
Like, if social media weren't here, people would, like, really be able to be themselves. But people, they see one person make one tweet and say something about something, then you go viral. We all gonna say that's what we think about you.
Gotcha.
Since this one person tweeted about you and said that, I believe it, and this is what I think of you. So I don't give a fuck. I can't give a fuck because y'all don't know me at the end of the day.
So the people that can change your mood are the people who you, or like your team, your circle,
yeah,
your friends.
Exactly. Okay. People, nobody I don't know can piss me off like that.
Okay.
Unless they in my face and do something disrespectful, like, yeah.
I also noticed the way you do, like, sometimes you'll respond to comments and stuff like that, but it don't be serious. Like, you be just, you'll shoot some shit back, but it won't be, like, serious.
Nah, I ain't never just been serious on the internet, like, never.
Okay.
Anytime you saw me respond to anybody, I've never been serious. Like, it's a game. Like, okay, you say my weed fit, I'm going to say, shit, I'm going to say your back beat.
Yeah.
It's just be that. Like, it ain't never none too serious. Like, yeah. Somebody say something. I ain't never argued on him. I did one time, but the nigga was serious. I was just playing.
Oh, gotcha.
The whole time, but most of the time I was serious, but I was trolling. Like,
I can see you being a troll.
I'm really not a troll. Once you start with me, then I'm a troll.
No, I'm saying I can see you playing that role. Like, yeah. Okay, you want to say I'm a troll you back type shit.
Yeah, and then a lot of times people can't see you while you texting, so I can type some up and people be like, oh, she's mad, she said that with anger, but I'm laughing while I'm saying it, like I'm jokingly saying what I'm saying, but the internet's so sensitive these days, they just take it and twist it and make it like, oh, she felt some type of way about this, and people don't know me because I play a lot.
Facts. I noticed that when you came, I think when you blew up, it was like I look at it as like one of the resurgence of females in rap. Like, plus, I want to say this for the record, like, you can really rap. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I know you take pride in that because I know I could peep like the certain stuff you be saying. You people don't think you be bussing. they treat like a couple of, I'm not going to say no names, but they treat a couple of people like that. Like, she ain't really say nothing to her. I'm like, no, you're not really paying attention to what she said.
Exactly.
So I'm like one of the people, I'm looking at the lyrics. I'm like, oh no, she got this off right here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When you go in, are you writing your rhymes with that in mind? Or are you just filling it out? Like, are you going in like, I'm finna kill these niggas with this shit? Or are you just, you know?
I do it as I go. Back in the day, I used to write songs before I go to the studio, but like the past year, it's been go to the studio and write. Mm. Or like when I first blew up, I have to write like at home, riding in the car, in the shower, some shit. But yeah, now I just write bars as I go while I'm in the studio.
I feel that. I'm gonna read this tweet to you. I'm gonna read this to you and I want you to respond to it. I wrote every single lyric in every single song I ever put out. When people be trying you, right? Mm-hmm. Because now that we have access to like, you know, like on all of the streaming services, we can go look at credits. Mm-hmm. And so they'll see like all these lyricists on your records,
right,
and all these composers and producers. And they don't know like, oh, that might just be the credit from the producer, or it might be a sample. Like,
exactly.
They don't really know that that's not, mm-hmm, people writing your stuff, right?
Exactly.
Do you take offense to that when people say that you don't write your stuff?
No. But at the beginning, I wrote 100% of my stuff. But it's like now, of course, everybody's going to work with writers. But
yeah.
It's like somebody can say, instead of saying stupid ass beats, say dumb ass hoe.
Yeah.
They got to get a writer's credit.
Facts.
For it. So like,
I respect that. Because a lot of people don't give people that credit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be somebody in the studio, producer, and say, no, say it like this. That's you being produced. That's how, mm-hmm, the music industry is supposed to work.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that that's like some shade or some shit like that.
But that's what I'm saying. When I first blew up, all my songs from when I first blew up was made before I blew up. Like, Tomorrow, I made it right the same day I made Heaven Up. So, like, I won't work with writers. But now, I don't say shit about people working with writers. I write majority of my shit now, but I be working with writers now.
As you should.
But
that's how you get to the big records.
Exactly. Like, all the big artists use writers and shit. But it's just like, I don't use my songs gonna be majority of somebody wrote.
Right.
Somebody probably gave me a 4, 8.
Right. Then, okay, let me see here. Flirting. Are you good at it? Like, are you good at flirting?
A little bit. I don't know.
Because you seem like a DM from Glorilla might look crazy. So that's, it might be like, yo, what you on tonight? It's like, what?
Nah, see, I don't shoot my shot through DMs.
You got to see you?
Yeah.
You ain't never shot a shot in a DM.
Mm-hmm.
That's cap, Glo.
I'm dead serious.
Even before the success.
Nah, I used to be on, I used to be so groupie back before. I had to go and delete all my shit once I got famous, though. Oh God, it was one nigga I used to blow down, but I did all this shit on my mama.
How long did it take you to erase to unsend all the messages?
Shit, not long. I was just I'm saying, and it was what it was. But
have anybody ever left you on red? Cause I get left on red, so I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't shoot my shot through them.
No, I'm talking about before. Like, have anybody ever left you on red? I'm where you was back then, so that's
okay. Now, because nobody opened it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nah, like I said, I don't shoot my shot to DMs. Like, I be hands-on.
Hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in person? Like, mm-hmm, you'll walk up to a guy that you...
I really ain't going to do that either. He's just like, we have a conversation, then I'm a flirt. I'm not just going to walk up to you and start talking to him. Because okay. I be talking to my friend about that. She be like, she can't be scared of rejection. I'm like, it ain't even that. He's just like... You feel me? I'm just ain't gonna walk up
it's
to
like,
you.
It's like, what?
I ain't just gonna walk up to that nigga, but at the end of the day, if we talking, then I dig on my green light. But I ain't just gonna do it like that. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say some stupid shit. But like, if we having a conversation, then like, yeah, I'm gonna get the
door. So you shy on the low?
Yeah.
Low key, you shy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm shy with niggas I like, but if I don't like niggas and they be talking to me, I be so hard. Like, my pee be so strong, like. But when I be liking, if it's a nigga that I like talking to me, like, I get to sweating. You know, my nose is real big. My nose is sweating. I be like, shit, fuck. I have to get my makeup all down my nose. Shit, fuck. Yeah.
That's fine. How do you let somebody down?
Like, in a DM or in person?
Both.
In DM, I just don't respond, man. Like, I don't even open it because I don't want you to feel a shit. And then niggas be unseen that shit. That's what I did. This will turn out. Like, don't unseen your shit. Stand on what you said. You feel me? In person, I just act like I'm going to talk to you. Because I'm not mean.
I don't take you as a mean person. I met you before when we did the BT Awards. And you was hella cool.
Yeah.
So I don't take you as a mean person, but I could see you getting real cold if somebody keep trying and you.
Yeah, exactly. That, but like this on the regular, I'm not just mean. I'm be nice. I don't know. I ain't gonna just say, hell no, you ugly as hell or nah nah nah. I'm just gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna see what's up and never see what's up.
I remember asking a couple of female artists I had on the air with me about being a female rapper. Are you okay with being a female or just want to be considered a rapper?
I'm a rapper. I'm a female rapper too, but I'm a rapper at the end of the day. At the end of the day gonna end.
Don't do that. That you know that shit don't make sense. You know that shit do not make no sense. When I saw that, I'm like, bro, that shit, I get it, but no. Like, I'm too smart for that.
A wise man once said.
A wise man once said some bullshit. Okay, women time in rap apparently is up according to Joe. The girl wave is over. I don't think so. I think it's way more room for women to be ushered in. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's gonna actually expand it.
Me too.
Like right now, women run hip hop. Like with everybody that's out, cause like right now, okay, we got the dudes that's been hot for a minute, but like right now, we don't got like a lot of males that just made it. You know, people still on the upcoming rap, but it's like. It's way more female title right now. And it ain't never been like this before.
I don't remember a point where it was like this either.
Yeah, it never was like this.
It never was like. But do you think that makes it congested where it's like it's only room or you think it's room for everybody?
I think it's room for everybody. Music everlasting.
I had Bag on the show. Okay. Shout out to Bag. And I had him spell music, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like MUSIC. Mm-hmm. And I said, he was like Merzik, right? Where does that R come from? I know you get asked that, but I'm just saying for the sake of Bag.
Because like it's just natural for us to say it like that. Like we just got the R in our voice.
What else is said like that in Memphis?
Preaching.
Oh, anything with a U.
Yeah. Anything like if the U in the middle of it, it's just we say it with an R. Like I said, creeping on creeping. It's really the U words. Like
all the U words.
Yeah, what's another U word? Like
Hummer?
Nah, not like it's a certain type, like Hummer, regular. Like Hermer.
You would say Hermer?
No, like you got a sense of Hermer.
Sense of Hermer.
Yeah.
I don't know if that don't sound like a good diagnosis to have from a doctor. You have a sense of Hermer. I got a what? I need some penicillin, you know. Pastor Thomas using you in a sermon. I thought that was very interesting. Yes. I've been to some very interesting churches. My grandma from Mississippi. So I've been to some real interesting sermons in my life. Never seen that before. When you saw that, what was your initial thought?
You know, it's been a free pastor before then indeed. Like they use tomorrow in their references and older pastors. So I'm just like, it wasn't nothing wrong with it because you getting your point across. And like, it's in the modern days, like he using what's going on in the real world to like connect with the audience. It ain't like he cursed or he said, oh yeah, she was, I said some real stuff that went in the sermon.
I think that church needs to be more like hip hop. And I know I'm gonna get killed on the internet for saying that. And I have said that on the radio before, but I think it needs to be more of that because even now, like church, I don't know how it is, you know, at home, but out here, like even church has changed where now church has become come as you are. And like you can get like people look like they going to the club and we take a lot of heat for that. Oh, you got your club shit on going to church. But it's like that's not really you shouldn't be judged on that if you're going to get the word. You exactly. know, if that makes sense.
Bible always, well, it said come as you are at the end of the day.
Facts.
So. People just be too judgmental. Like, at the end of the day, y'all not God.
At the end of the day?
The day gonna end.
Okay. So. I missed the Rich Homie Quan era. Why?
Like when I was in middle school and like my freshman year of high school and my sophomore year, it was like music was so good. Like it was so much good music out. Yeah. And then Rich Homie, like I was on his Never Stop Going In tape so bad. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Rich Homie was.
Yeah, he made him and Thug, like that was a real era. Then Future was already hot before then, but he was just in his prime around that time. Who else was out?
That was a good time though.
Yeah, like around in the time from like, okay, so I was in middle school, like what, about 2012 to 2015, I was in high school and shit. Around in the time, music was like A1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you ever unsend a DM to Rich Homie?
Yeah, we gonna get some shit popping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
That's yeah, dope. We already gonna get this shit popping.
My back tat still ain't finished. I had 4 sessions tapped out. Every time that shit hurts so damn bad.
I just posted it today.
I know.
Because, you know, I went to the Billboard Women in Music Awards last night. It was great. But I had wore a dress that had my whole back out.
I know, I saw it.
Yeah, and so, like, I had got started on my tattoo at the end of December. Man, this shit hurt so bad. Like, and I got a lot of tattoos. And I thought the back one gonna hurt that bad because I'm thinking real bones that it hurt because my hand hurt it real bad. My front of my legs, I got both the front of my legs tatted. This shit hurt so bad. It took so long. Like every session was 12 hours and it was 4 sessions. But it was
so you was just laying there for 12 hours?
Yeah, I was crying. Like I never cried getting a tattoo. Like I always tell people tattoos don't hurt that bad.
How was you crying? Or was it the snot crying or just tears?
Just tears. Like, I was laughing and crying at the same time. Like, I'm telling him, I'm like, hell, nah, this shit hurt. I ain't gonna be able to take it. He like, you got it. You can let me go this far. I can do this little shit. So I'm just shaking. No, matter of fact, I'm like calling for everything. I'm like, shit, how can I go to sleep? I was like, I took some Z-Quil. Called somebody. I called my folks. I said, fuck that. Bring me some drink. Like, I'm trying to go to sleep. Some put me to sleep while I'm doing this shit. But I tried the Z-Quil, and I'm still up. So, like, I'm like this, like he had me, like the bed was like that, and I was sitting in the chair and leaning on the bed, and he was just behind me, tan. I'm just shaking my leg, and I just thought, like, I'm talking to him, but I'm crying, like, I can't even help the tears coming out. The shit hurt that bad. And I just went in and told him, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, we gotta stop. I can't do this.
So you did 12-hour sessions?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was like 3-4 12-hour sessions, and I'm still not doing it. And I'm so scarred. Then it hurt even worse, though, after he done. Like, so when I go lay down in the bed, I can't even lay on my back. The shit hurts so bad. And then, like, I can't have nothing on it. So when I lay on the cover stick to the shit because it's so sticky. And so when you got to get up, the cover just snatching and it's already so shit.
Oh.
It hurts so bad. I swear to God, like, I'm going to get it finished so it can be all the way turned. But I ain't been back since December. That shit hurts.
I don't have no tattoos. So that just, yeah, Just see
if that would have been my first tattoo, I would not be tatted. But I'm tatted. Like, I got a lot of tattoos everywhere, but their back was that motherfucker. I ain't never cracked no tattoo.
So you can't sleep on your back?
Is who, it? Who, now?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
No, I'm talking when you get it done. When you getting it done, it's too
sleep. You can, but it just hurt. It hurt real bad.
So you in there, you like one of them girls that went overseas to get their shit done, where they like be sitting, squatting. You know what I'm talking about?
I was sleeping on my back the whole time. It just hurt.
Oh, okay.
Like, it wasn't that I couldn't sleep on it. I could. You just hurt it bad as fuck.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you a song lyric, and then I'm going to ask your opinion on something. Get Head from His Cousin, Too. I keep it in the family. I had a debate with the homegirl about this because I believe that if me and you talking and it don't work out, it's cool for you to talk to whoever it is don't work out with, whether he's around or not around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see a problem with that. Mm-hmm. People see a problem with that, right? Because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, you and if he and the crew or if y'all related, that's off limits. What if that lyric is true, because you wrote all your shit, mm-hmm. what's off limits to you? Like, what is off limits?
Like, if we was in a relationship, I ain't gonna, well, I have you, but for the most part,
like, hey, you had to think about it real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, I did it before. Well, I ain't like physically do nothing. I just was talking to him, but like, I feel like if I'm just talking to you, like, you just my hoe, we ain't nothing serious, we don't go together, nothing. If I start talking to you, yeah, I can go fuck with your folks. Like,
is that Memphis shit? You can't refer to your man as hoes, Glorilla.
For real?
No.
Okay.
That's not gonna be received well to the. If he's a man, first of all, I know that you don't like the type of man that's gonna let you call him that. So the men that are around,
they don't know I call them my hoes.
Oh, all right, we'll fuck it. That ain't no.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain motherfuckers that's your hoes and certain motherfuckers that's your niggas.
Have you made him aware that that's what he is? Like, have you?
They be knowing. They don't be on shit for real. So shit, you ain't shit but a hoe.
But have you told him that? Have you ever told a man that? Like, you just.
I told one of my niggas the other day, and I if he watched this, fuck it, you know I'm talking about him. I guess I was drunk, and so I told him, I was like, shit, I don't want to be calling you because I be bored. Like, you know, and shit else and shit. So next day I woke up, I didn't even know I had called, and I looked at my call log. I told my sister beside me, I'm like, damn, I called this nigga. She was like, yeah, you was drunk. He kept telling you was drunk and shit, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, damn. So I texted him, he was like, yeah, I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm in my, you had fucked me up, Tom, so you made me feel like I wasn't worth shit. I just said, my bad. I want to say, you not.
Oh.
But.
Okay.
You not, like, you ain't on shit. Like, I literally do call you when I'm bored. People tell the truth when they drunk for sure. And if I said that when I was drunk,
that's
what I was mean. Like, damn, if I said that shit, I'm telling the truth.
Damn, bro.
But nah, I don't be
you,
just be.
You like, run a hard program.
I be transparent with niggas, though. Like, I'm super transparent. Because I be wanting them to do the same shit to me.
Me, too. But yeah. Women tell me that's a bad thing because I'm way too honest. Mm-mm. He's like, you know.
I love honest.
Like, do you, like, so girl tech asked me, like, do you miss me? I'm like, no, not yet. Like, ask me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is that too much? Mm-hmm. I agree with you. See, okay, I fuck with you.
No, like, I'm super transparent. That's why I hate when niggas be lying. That's where they go back to. Like, don't lie to me. And I'm going to keep shit pee with you. I'm going to stand on my pee. Whatever it is, what it is. You got to lie about this little shit. Ho, I already know you fucking.
Yeah, but that's not everything.
No, niggas be fucking and didn't want to get around me, act like they not. Like, I already know what's up with you when I started talking to you, and I still chose to talk to you. So don't be coming around volunteering lies, ho. Bitch, I know you a fucking ass, ho.
I do hate when people try to volunteer lies.
Yeah, like real talk. Don't come around me like just making, like, ho, I don't give a fuck about this. I'm like, I don't be giving a fuck about no niggas talking, like, niggas be having my hoes. I know that. I feel like every nigga got hoes.
Every?
I feel like every nigga got hoes.
All of them?
All of them. So I go, when I talk to anybody, it just be that. I know you, it is what it is. If I'm going to talk to you, I'm choosing to talk to you. I know you got hoes. But don't come around me lying and shit. Like, I'll smack the shit out of a nigga for lying.
So what about a guy answering the phone in front of you? Like, would you be cool with that? Like, if you know he got chicks, and he like, hold on, this is my wife. Yes.
Oh, my wife?
What I'm just saying, like, what?
I don't do the wife shit.
Okay, he's like, hold on, this is my girl, hold on. Yeah, I'm at the studio. You know, like that, you cool with that?
I mean, that ain't never happened to me before. I ain't gonna lie, back then before I blew up, I fucked with these niggas. And it did happen before.
So he had to pick up?
I ain't gonna fuck you, ho.
Okay. Okay. I love.
Don't say you just be transparent like shit. I knew that from the jump. Well, I didn't know it from the jump. I found out about it. But shit, at the end of the day, we had already like been, all right.
Whatever.
You know you got a bitch.
A couple more things I want to talk to you. She's crazy. Your ass is nuts. I fuck with it though. Being transparent on, what was it, on the, anyways, Life is Great album. Mm-hmm. I think it was, I just wrote, I think it's No More Love. I think that's the opening, that's the first track, right?
Yeah.
So on No More Love, you talked about like an abortion or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciated that, right? Because mm-hmm. that's something I talked about on the air before and people didn't appreciate that conversation. I'm like, we need to have every conversation.
Right.
So you putting it in the music, I felt like was not, I don't want to say it's brave because people like overuse that word, mm-hmm. but it's vulnerably honest to me.
Yeah.
It was that like, is that something that like, are you an advocate for? Do you encourage, like, I always say like it's a woman's choice, obviously, mm-hmm. but then some men want to be fathers too. And the woman makes a decision to end it. Mm-hmm. Like, where do you stand on that?
I feel like it's a woman's body. A woman should be able to do whatever she want to do with her body. Like, if you want to keep it, I'm with it. But if you don't, you don't, you ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it. Everybody make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? It happened. You got the money, go on, spend that $500.
It's $400 in California.
For real?
Well, I know from a, I, you know.
I had to spend $1,200 on my first, damn,
Wait, 1,200 in Memphis?
Yeah, because
this is so much out there?
This was before I blew up.
Yeah, so but
I let it get too far and shit. Like, I was almost right before it was illegal. So I was right before, I was like, the day I got my abortion, it was a 1 day before 4 months. When you turn 4 months, it's illegal in the state of Tennessee.
You was 1 day before.
Yeah.
So that was a decision you had to like sit with and come on, like figure it out.
Yeah. So because you got to get you got to get put to sleep and you got to pay for the anesthesia medicine.
Yeah.
And the bigger you are.
That's why it costs so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the bigger you are, you got to pay for it.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then also you said you got a little fill in, right? That's what you called it, a little fill in.
A little
fill in. But then I also remember you saying that you wasn't for like that.
It wasn't that I never was for it. It's just the fact that people was bullying me about it. And I'm like, I don't care about it at the end of the day. I always was saying, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm happy with myself, though.
Yeah.
And if I fuck around and just say, I want to feel these motherfuckers in one day. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not against surgeries at all. It's just like, I love natural women at the same time.
Me too.
And that goes back to say, it's a woman's choice. Whatever you're going to do with your body. Like,
I feel that.
That's what it is. And people were trying to bully me into getting the work done. That's why I was like, fuck y'all, really?
Really?
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie.
You talking about like your friends?
Nah, hell no, not my friends.
Oh.
I'm talking about like the
public.
Yeah, the public was coming on. Oh, yeah, you too skinny, get a BBL. No, I'm not doing that. That's one thing I'm not doing. But I don't got no problem with women that do it. It's just not my cup of tea. You feel me?
I feel
it. And like, it just certain shit. Yeah, they were trying to bully me into doing it, so I was just really standing on my piece shit. Like, fuck y'all. I don't got the shit y'all tell me to do. If I want to do it, this one I'm going to do. Not when y'all tell me to do it.
Now, at this point, you done been all over the country. You done traveled and everything. I know your background in the fast food industry. Who got the best fries? Because I got my choice. Who you think got the best fries?
The best fries always goes to...
Fast food, you just left the studio. It's midnight. Well, you just going to the studio. It's midnight. You want some fries. Where do you get the fries from?
I ain't gonna lie, fuck with Chili's fries.
Yeah, me too. I bought the frozen ones, the one that
you got. Oh God. But yeah, I get Chili's. Like, that's where I worked.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was the job I worked. So hell yeah, Chili's fries,
fries. Are those coming in the bag pre-seasoned?
Mm-hmm. When we'll pour them in a little
tray,
and then put them out on a little sheet, and then just sprinkle the salt and pepper across it.
So you put more seasoning on it?
Yeah, like it'll just be like, because it's a big ass little square, whatever it's called, where the fries lay.
Yeah.
And once we take them out the heater, it'd be like mixed with salt and pepper, I think, and we just go.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I rallies and check. Well, it's out here. It's rallies out there. It's checkers.
It's checkers rallies out
there. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you though. Mm-hmm. We got into almost a fight because he swear to God, Wingstop got the best fries, and I'm like, I fuck with it, but it ain't really.
I can't remember how Wingstop fries taste right now.
Okay. And then last thing for you is best quality as a woman, as in your personal life. What is it like to be with Glow? I mean, not be on the whole list, like the one where you care, the one where you give a fuck. What's your best quality
as a girlfriend? Companion.
Yeah.
I got a great vibe. Like, I don't got no bad attitude or shit. Like, I got a great personality and a great vibe. And this was like all my.
That's what
men like about me all the time. I got a great vibe and a great personality, and I ain't no boring ass bitch. Like, you feel me?
It don't take shit for me to get rubbed the wrong way. That's contradictory what you just said. I got zero tolerance for weird shit.
So how does contradictory?
Well, you said that you a chill vibe. Oh, you talking about just in general. You're not talking about like with a companion. You're not talking about with your partner. You say
I'm talking about. Yeah, period. But with the part too, like when I, like I said, niggas, what most men say about me is I got a good vibe and like I'm one of the homies type shit. Like, but I'm saying like some shit can rub me the wrong way. Like, I'm cool with you when you cool. If you rub me the wrong way, like, cause I'm such a good person. I'm such a happy person with a good vibe. So like that one thing you do that throw me out and make me feel like your vibe ain't on my shit, then like this shit weird. All right, next contestant. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. What's the coldest way you broken it off with somebody? The homie laughing. What happened? What you do?
He didn't think everything I do be funny.
What you do?
What did I do?
What's the coldest way you broke it off?
I just be ghosting it.
Oh, you just don't pick up?
Yeah, I just ghost them.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been ghosted?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Did you like it? Then why you do that?
I mean, people got their reasons. Nigga probably had to want to be faithful to this bitch or something. He had a bitch I ain't know about, want to be faithful. Be like, all right, I just can't do this no more. Everybody got their reason. Like, I ghost a nigga for wearing, like, a sleeveless shirt. Real talk. Like, and he probably to this day don't know why I ghosted him. The nigga pulled up on me with no tattoos on his arms and the shirt was sleeveless. No.
I wear those to work out. That's not okay?
No, for like,
you know. Oh, he was going to like take you out.
He just be a bum down on me. Like, sleeveless shirt? Like, no. Then like, I couldn't do it.
So you still went out with him?
I didn't go out with him. He bumped down on me, bro. That was it.
Oh, he just pulled up. Yeah. And after that, he was off.
Yeah, like, why would you walk him down? Like, what was the point? What was that about?
Like, what if he was crazy, like, brolic, mad, like, yoked up? Like, he looked like
a... One, though, he was like...
I'm saying, if he looked like an Avenger, would it be cool?
I don't like sleeve. I don't like when men wear a sleeveless shirt, period. But okay. At least, okay, if you're going to do that, like, maybe a nigga that's toned up, he might be straight. A nigga that got that shit, like, that tatted might be straight. Because, okay. You know, it's just something going on right there. But if there's nothing going on, like, you give me feminine vibes. We wear sleeveless shirts. That's what we do. I can't roll with it.
Yo, I fuck with you. You crazy as hell, but I fuck with you.
He don't have no people in this world why I just ghosted.
What?
He was actually a straight nigga, but...
Hey, well, you know, we appreciate you, bro. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. My grandma, she passed 2 years ago. She's the realest nigga I know. Like, mm-hmm. Would tell you your breath stank in church.
That's how I am.
Yeah, like, she was like that. You remind me of my grandma a lot. Like, just straight up tell you what it is. At the funeral, one of my cousins passed. At the funeral, she's like, yeah, you know, that great big old bitch left. You know, she. That's how my grandma used to get at him in real life. Like, and it was not malicious. It wasn't like she didn't have ill intent, mm-hmm. But she just kept it solid though. And I just like, you give me that same type of energy. I fuck with that.
Yeah, like, I'm super blunt. Everybody around me know that I'm super blunt. I'm not mean. Some people take it as mean, people that don't know me, but I'm just super blunt and transparent.
I fuck with that.
That's all it.
Hey, you welcome anytime, Glorilla.
I fuck with you. I had a good time talking with you.
Hey, you good out here on the West Coast. Anyway, make sure you remix that Yeah Glow, because she going to repost you. And keep it going. And, oh, I like the performances, too. Like, you put a lot in your performance. I saw your Coachella performance. Yeah. And I was there at the BET performance. Oh, and yeah. With the dancers. And, like, I can see you take it serious. You got mm-hmm. I seen your street sign. You was gangbanging. I seen all of that. But mm-hmm. Keep doing that, because a lot of people don't invest in their shows. They walk around back and forth and just hold their crotch. And
exactly.
Like, you got choreography. And I fuck mm-hmm. with that. Keep that going. Absolutely. It's Glorilla, goddammit. It's homegrown. It's DJ Head. And we out.